Welcome to The Unraveler, a weekly commentary devoted to explaining the Torah, Haftarah, and other aspects of Jewish history, ideas, and thought. This podcast is made by the FJMC, the Federation of Jewish Men's Clubs. The material of these Unraveler podcasts provide a historical and somewhat different approach to help you, the listener, better understand Jewish life and thought. This week's Haftarah commentary is read by Michael Freilich of the Seaboard region of the FJMC, whose Judaic knowledge has been shared with men throughout North America. We hope you enjoy it and find it intellectually challenging. The opinions expressed in The Unraveler are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the opinions or policy of the FJMC.
Shalom, y'all. Today's portion is the 43rd weekly Torah portion. The first distinctive word in the Parsha is Mas'eh. This is the Hebrew word for journeys, for stays, for travels. It is the 43rd weekly Torah portion in the regular Jewish cycle of Torah readings. It's also the last in the book of Numbers. Today's Parsha comprised Numbers chapters 33, verse 1 through 36, verse 13. The Parsha discusses the places where the Israelites stopped on their journey, ending each journey, and through the land, and it discusses the 42 places where they stayed. It also discusses instructions for capturing the land of Israel. It discusses cities for the Levites and for refuge, and the daughters of Tzelophehad. Remember, they were the ladies who wanted their father's portion. The period between the 17th of Tammuz and the 9th of Av is referred to as the weeks of affliction or consolation. These three haftarot are read during these 3 weeks of mourning for the destruction of Jerusalem. Just a little bit of a background on that. In the ancient Middle East, there were two major powers, Egypt and Babylonia. They fought for prominence and for fealty of various city-states, including Judea. At this point, the northern tribe has already been destroyed, and the king of Israel decided to go with Egypt. So, for example, in 597 BCE, when the walls were breached in Jerusalem, the Babylonians had to run and go defend themselves with the Egyptians in a war in another location. This was a constant period of what we refer to as a Cold War between the ancient powers. Netzer had finished with the Egyptians. He returned to take on Jerusalem in 586-587, which had not listened to him and had sided with the Egyptians as opposed to him. He was really PO'd. It is against this background that Jeremiah the prophet prophesied. So the Haftarah for today comprises Jeremiah chapter 2 verses 4 through verse 28 and chapter 4 verses 1 through 2. Initially, Jeremiah transmits God's messages to the Jewish people in very strong tones, and he chastises all sections of the people, the leadership, the regular people, for their abandonment of God. He wrote, quote, "What wrong did your forefathers find in me, that they distanced themselves from me, and they went after futility, and themselves became futile?" Question mark, end quote. Jeremiah recalls to them the kindnesses of God and what God did for them. God took them out of the land of Egypt. He led them through the desert and he settled them in the promised land. And how did the people repay? With kindness and disloyalty? Jeremiah wrote, "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the spring of living waters, to dig for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that do not hold water," end quote. So, God, through Jeremiah, asked the people to view the actions of their neighboring nations, the Kittites and the Keterites, and to determine whether there is any such thing when a nation exchanged a god, or they are not gods, yet his nation exchanged their glory for what does not avail them. Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah, then goes on to forecast the suffering of the Jewish people, the people who will suffer at the hands of their enemies, and also their allies. He wrote, "Your evil will chastise you, and you will be rebuked for your backslidings, and you shall know and see that your forsaking the Lord your God is both evil and bitter. The Haftarah then ends on an encouraging note, assuring the people that if they return to God with sincerity, they will be restored to their full glory. For a background on Jeremiah, please see the preceding commentary on Parsha 42. I remind you that your Dashan today is neither a rabbi, nor a scholar, nor an academician. He is but a simple Jew from the hills of Baltimore. In Hebrew, he is referred to as Yehudi Pashut Mehare Baltimore. Let me end by wishing you all a Shalom Yaol, and the plural of that is Shalom all Yaol. Have a great day.
We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. The FJMC mission is to involve Jewish men in Jewish life. You can find more information about the organization at the FJMC's website at www.fjmc.org. Music for this podcast is Climb by Shane Ivers and is available at www.silvermansound.com.